Okay, good morning once again. So we'll be doing two a days, Bezrat Hashem, today and tomorrow. So Sheni of Eschanan begins with a very foundational section, actually. Re'eli mati eschem chukim u'mishpatim, kasher tzivani Hashem elokai, la'asos kein bekerev ha'aretz, right? The Ramban can't, you know, help himself, can't hold himself back. You know, ikar kol ha'mitzos v'aretz Yisrael, asher atem, v'ayim sham l'rishta, right? We're talking about chukim u'mishpatim, we're not talking about mitzos atzilus ha'aretz, but again, La sos kein mekerav aretz, right? Iker kol mitzvos aretz Yisrael. I remind you of the Ramban's Hakdama to Sefer Dvarim, the idea that all of the new mitzvos, the 200 new mitzvos or so that are presented in Sefer Dvarim, either were not presented early in the Torah because they weren't tidiros, whatever that means, or maybe they were like the Nesachim, they weren't noheg in the Midbar, which is an amazing idea. They were waiting, you know, bevoachem el haaretz. Ushmartem vasisem ki chochmaschem uvinaschem leinei ha'amim. So klap echutz, right, in terms of what will, you know, make such an impression on the umos ha'olam, we have a duality. On the one hand, mi goy gadol asher lo elokim kerovim elav, kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu ilav, and also the chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim k'chol ha'torah hazos. So, you know, not to be reductionist about it, but basically, you know, tefillah and access to Kadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah, it's always true, you know, karav Hashem l'chol karav, l'chol asher yikru v'emes, that's expansive, right, kivesi v'es tefillah yikare l'chol ha'amim, but, you know, we have a special relationship, b'chol koreinu ilav, and then the chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, as Rashi says, hagunim mikubalim, right, that they're intrinsically righteous, the Ramban endorses that as well, and that too will, you know, make an impression on the umos ha'olam. It's interesting, the Ramban, I have to say it's a little bit of an inversion of the order, but he has a fascinating idea about the interaction of this duality. In other words, tefillah and Talmud Torah, the Ramban writes, you know, first of all, v'amar ki b'chuk mishpatim tovalos gedolos shem tiferos lo'sem min ha'adam, right, that's the, you know, v'amru kol ha'goyim, ra'akam b'chacham v'navon ha'goy ha'gadol ha'zeh, v'od, she'em to'elas gedola, she'em kemosa, she'ashem ye'karov lahem b'chol karam ilav. Right, so the Ramban thinks the chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, you know, contribute in our compliance with them, obviously, contribute to, you know, the status of being mikuravim la'ashem, she'ashem ye'karov lahem b'chol karam. Kind of like, you know, v'ra'u kol ami aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lech v'yar mimeko, beyond just the tefillin shel rosh, but through our, you know, the fact that we received and complied with the chukim mishpatim tzadikim, v'zehu shamar ki mi goy gadol, presumably, you know, asher lo, elokim kerovim elav, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu ilav, and then ve'od she'achukim ha'mishpatim ba'atzamam heim tzadikim migoy gadol asher lo chukim ha'mishpatim tzadikim k'chol ha'torah zos yisharim v'tovim b'yishiv ha'am v'amedinos, right? They have a social utility factor as well in terms of, you know, being very helpful for purposes of civilization. So it's really interesting that, you know, Ramban, in his reading of the Psukim, sort of front-loads the chukim ha'mishpatim tzadikim, says that our adherence to those is, you know, sort of what gives us access to Asher Lo Elokim Kerovim Elav, Tashem Elokeinu B'chol Koreinu Elav. And then don't forget, you know, like Rashi says, they're Hagunu Mikubalim Mitzad Atzmam, right, To'elis, Le'ishav Hamedinos. We're not only talking, by the way, about the Mishpatim, which are obvious, right, Lo Sirtzach, you know, Lo Sinav, Lo Siknov, etc. But even the Chukim, apparently, this is the Ramban L'Shitaso, because every Chok, by definition, has a reason, even if it's, you know, mechusal yidei atik yomin, as the Ramban likes to quote. The fact is that they all have reasons. So that's the Ramban's presentation. These aren't just two independent factors, but they really integrate fully with each other. Part of, you know, kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav, that korva is generated by the chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim. Now, you know, I think we've discussed it, some of us, in certain contexts in the past, but I'll just reiterate it. You know, I think these lines have particular resonance, l'shitas ha-Rambam. And of course, referring to the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Hey, the Mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, which is a Mitzvah HaKolala, so the Rambam concedes that point up front. But at the same time, you know, the Rambam is quick to note that there's a Yichud, that it does have a specific valence as far as Talmud Torah and Tefillah are concerned, right? Avdeu b'Torasso, avdeu b'Mikdasho, you know, kilomar l'alecha sham l'ispalel. So Tefillah and Talmud Torah are integrated as a form of Avodas Hashem. So basically, the sense of the Pesukim for the Rambam would be, v'yamru, rakam chacham v'navon, ha-goy, ha-gadol, hazeh. What makes us a goy gadol? What makes us a goy gadol is the fact that we are blessed with the opportunity to be Avdei Hashem. And that is the ultimate distinction that a person can have, you know, in this world. Mi goy gadol, asher lo elokim korvim elav, Hashem elokeinu b'chol korinu elav, Hein la'inyan tefila, mi goy gadol, asher lo chukim mishpatim tzadikim, kechol ha-Torah hazos, hein la'inyan Talmud Torah. It's the integration of Avodas Hashem that separates us, rak am chacham v'navon, ha-goy, ha-gadol, hazeh. We're a goy gadol because we have the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem.